We're very lucky to be living in this time right now. Although it seems like there's a lot of craziness in the world, and if you watch the television, you sit in your house all day and all night, you might become paranoid about the outside world. But we live in a very powerful time right now, and we're very lucky to be living in this time. And the reason I say that is because as we've traveled around the country and traveled around the world playing music, I've never experienced a time in my life when so many people have been turned on to raise their voice and to fight for peace. Again, if you watch the news, you think that we were losing this battle. But they fight with money, and we fight with time. And we just hope that they run out of money before we run out of time. And they will. They will. But in the meantime, while they're spending the hundreds of billions of dollars on warfare, there's tens of thousands, 50,000, hundreds of thousands of lives that are being lost, and millions of people's whose homes are being displaced, who are being left in countries without water, without electrical power, without gas for winter heat, without food, without medical supplies. And over the last 10 or 12 years, that's what's been taking place already in Iraq. And now they're talking about bringing up the intensity of the warfare against Iraq, because I won't even say that the war has ever stopped against Iraq. And this is a time now more than ever where we need to seize this opportunity that we have to raise our voices, and not only for this time, but to raise our voices and hold this power in our hearts so that there's not another what they call a generation gap. They love to put that generation gap in there. Because what the generation gap is, a period of time when people forget about peace, forget about caring about each other. And then there comes another generation that comes along and has to relearn peace. And it seems like after the Vietnam War, before the Vietnam War, it was just like now. Most people were in favor of the war. They said, well, maybe it's not just a good thing, but it's probably something that we have to do. And now if you'd ask people, probably 80, 90% of the people say the Vietnam War was one of the stupidest things that we ever got involved in. And I guarantee you, they're gonna be saying the same thing 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now about this war. And it's up to us to remind them of that now, that we haven't forgotten what war is really about. And they say Bush is either with us or they're with the terrorists. Say, sorry, Mr. Bush, I have never, ever been with you. Not during Bush War I and not during Bush War II. And the reason I can say this with such certainty is that I believe that all bombing is terrorism, no matter who's doing it. And if we really want to fight terrorism, then we disarm. And this is a song that says we shouldn't be engaging in a war against terrorism, we should be engaging in a war against militarism.